Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, OSU is offering a unique opportunity for business executives to get a leg up on their counterparts through the new OSU Executive PhD in Business program. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a very cutting-edge program, and as far as we know, we're the first to do it. And this is not any scaled-down PhD program. This is the whole thing. The rigor is exactly the same. The only difference is the scheduling to accommodate busy executives. And, you know, there's a growing need, Kelly, for professional graduate business education beyond the master's level because of all the complex strategic issues facing senior executives today. And so our business school went forward on this idea and developed it, and its first cohort, first class, is about 20 students, and I had lunch with them Friday, and I can tell you that they are at the top of their professions, CEOs, chairmen, leading entrepreneurs in their fields, and it's a very impressive group of people, and I think, frankly, our faculty is going to be challenged to stay up with them.
Let's segue from the boardroom to the lab, if you will. You got to see our brightest young minds at work during the 2012 FIRST Robotics Competition in Stillwater. Bet that was fun.
It really was, and I've been involved with this organization for years, and what they do is basically create a competition, almost an athletic contest type competition, between high school students in designing robots for the game of the year, which changes every single year. It's just a great event. Gosh, they have at the competition, it's very exciting. People have pink, blue, and green hair and all kinds of cheerleading and the like, and the games are always lots of fun, and they're held at the Cox Convention Center in Oklahoma City, and you could go down and enjoy that. The competition is in March.
And Burns, an OSU senior, nearly walked away with the Miss America crown Saturday night.
Betty Thompson from Davenport, Oklahoma, and an Oklahoma State University senior. Betty, you know, she won the national. If this was American Idol, she would have won the whole thing because she got the most votes by America, but just came up just a hair short as the first runner-up to the new Miss America. And she just was a delight. First cowgirl Ann Hargis went out to Las Vegas and cheered her on. And she, according to Ann, was really the crowd favorite. It's amazing she didn't win it. But she really did herself, her family, and OSU proud.
And finally, on a sad note, President Hargis, the passing of Tulsa philanthropist Walt Helmrich.
Well, you're right. Walt died last week. He was not only a great philanthropist, but was also one of the leading business men in the country. He built Helmrich & Payne, which is certainly one of the leading companies around the United States, especially in the energy industry. You know, Walt was a very interesting fella and a very engaging man, so much so that he was able to attract Peggy, who was a Hollywood starlet, having just starred opposite Jimmy Stewart in the movie Harvey. He convinced Peggy to join him in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They raised five wonderful sons. They were such a strong part of the Tulsa community, but also the entire state of Oklahoma, and were very generous with Oklahoma State University. They provided the funding for the Helmrich Research Center in Tulsa. Peggy has always had a great interest in libraries and, in fact, been very generous with our library. There's the Peggy Helmrich room over there. Just a wonderful family. It's a huge loss to lose Walt, but he leaves behind an incredible legacy.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.